It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now we're studying in the book of John in our study of the Bible right now, and we're in chapter 17. Remember, Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross, and he's helping people who were gathered around him, those people, those disciples, and those apostles who were there. He was reminding them of certain things that would take place, and they had received him as Savior, as the Lord, and as such, now he's trying to bring them a little comfort here because he's telling them certain things that's going to take place. But he says, I'm not going to leave you alone. He says, I'm sending a comforter that he is going to comfort you after I'm gone. And then he says, you need to realize that I'm not praying for you alone. And we see that down here in verse 20 of John chapter 7. He says, I'm not going to pray for the people, only the people that got saved while I was here on earth is what he's saying here. But he says, neither pray I for these alone, people who got saved right then as he walked the earth, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Jesus Christ said he's praying for you if you've trusted him as Savior. He prayed for you back here before he went to the cross of Calvary. You say, well, I wonder if that prayer got through. Well, I don't think I even have to answer that question. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ came from the Holy Father in heaven, and he came from heaven. He came to do the Father's work that he sent him to do. And I don't even have to qualify or say anything else other than Jesus Christ's prayers, they always got answered. And this is, he's God. So when he prays and when he prayed here, then we know that the Heavenly Father heard him, and the Heavenly Father has kept the promise that Jesus wanted him to keep. He says, keep those. He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that thou also may be one in us, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Well, you keep reading, you go back, and we've already studied this, that he said, I'm not praying for those people that are around me right now alone. He says, I'm praying for all those people who will believe on me through their word. And the word is the word of God. And the word was penned down by holy men whom God chose to pen down the words that he wanted. This book is God-breathed. His word is God-breathed. In other words, he gave the word of God. And the word of God is given to us so that we could know the Savior and so that we could know how to live as a Christian to bring honor and glory to him. Verse 22, it says in John 17, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. Stop and think about that just a moment. This is God speaking. This is Jesus Christ. And he's saying that we can actually partake of the things of God. We can actually be one with him and the Father in heaven, our Heavenly Father. We can be one with him, and we are one with them because we have trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I want to read that verse again, verse 22. And the glory which thou gavest me, God the Father gave Jesus the great privilege of coming to this world and seeking and saving to save people from a devil's hell. He says, the glory which thou gavest me, he gave him the privilege of coming here. He says, I have given them. He's given us the same privilege of telling people about him. Now, he didn't give us the privilege of going to the cross. That's one thing. Jesus died on the cross. He doesn't ask us to die on the cross. Although some people have given their lives on the cross and in other ways as saved people. And there may come a time when you lay down your life for the Lord. I don't know. But notice it says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Even if you do not give your life for the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, if you're not killed for him, even if you're not killed, you will bring him glory and honor by serving him. First of all, you give him honor and glory by getting saved. And he says, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. We have the same opportunity of telling people about Jesus Christ as these people he prayed for back when he was walking this earth. Remember, he prayed for them. And he says, I'm not praying for them alone, but for all those people who will believe on me through their word. Their word, the people God chose to write down the scriptures. And then he says, I'm going to give the people who believe on me the opportunity to bring honor and glory to me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. He's made it possible for people, saved people, to be brought together, to be one, to serve him. There's nothing greater than a strong church, a group of people who are willing to serve God at any cost, willing to lay down their lives for him, willing to do what God wants them to do as one, as a group becomes one in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice, the Bible teaches us that there's neither bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, for we are all one in Jesus Christ. Would to God that we would remember that every day of our life, that we could be serving God in the fullness of the Spirit, in complete harmony with him, in complete harmony with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to follow along someone who is not serving God, who claims to be a Christian. I'm not talking like that. I'm talking to you about being a member of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church, standing up for what God has given in that local assembly, what God is doing in that local assembly to bring honor and glory to him. And the greatest honor and glory, once again, is winning souls and being together, one in the Lord, serving him, not as a group, but as one. And this is something that you and I really need to pray about and pray for the people of this world to be together in the local church that's preaching and teaching the Word of God, standing up on the book, up on the Word of God, doing what God wants to be done on this earth. Verse 23 of John 17 says, I in them, Jesus speaking now, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Jesus Christ said that God loved you so much that he sent his son to die for you. And then he says, I want people to know that you love me so much. That's the person who's saved, that you love me so much that you're willing to tell others about me. And you love that person so much that you want to see them in heaven one day with them, with you in heaven. Verse 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Now he's praying once again. He's saying, now Father, I want these people to be with me. I want them to be with me as I was with you, as I've been with you. I'm going to read that verse again. Verse 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me, who did God give him? Those people who believed on him, those people who were saved, and not only those people back then, and I keep reminding you of this, it's for us today as well. He says that they also whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. This is encouragement to me today, because I know that Jesus' prayers get answered and have gotten answered. And this is encouraging to me today because I know that when my life is over, I'm going to be with the Lord. I'm going to be with him. And I have this encouragement also today that he's with me right now. He's with me. The Holy Spirit is with me. And just as I don't have to wait in order to go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, physically, yes, but I know that he's with me, and he's the one who gives me the privilege, the opportunity, and the power to do what he wants me to do in this life for him. I'm an ambassador for Christ, and so are you if you've trusted him as Lord and Savior. You've been given the great privilege of serving God himself. And we need to serve him together in as one, letting people know that Jesus saves. I'm going to read that verse again now, verse 24 of John 17. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." Jesus Christ said, he's taught us all through the book that he's going to go back to the Father, and one day we'll be with him. And can you imagine the glory that that's going to be as Jesus Christ presents us to the Heavenly Father? Do you ever think about that? I believe that Jesus Christ is going to present every person who has gotten saved, who's trusted him as Savior. I believe he's going to present us to the Heavenly Father. And when he does that, that's bringing honor and glory to God, because he has done, Jesus did what the Father wanted him to do. He came to this earth, he saved people, and now he's presenting those people to the Heavenly Father. He said, "Father, I did what you wanted me to do, and here's the result. Here's the proof, Lord, that I saved these people." Verse 25, "O righteous Father," Jesus says, "the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me." Verse 26, "And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." There's the word love again. "Greater love hath no man than a man lay down his life for his friends." But Jesus not only laid down his life for his friends, the people who walked with him on this earth, but he also laid down his life for his enemies. You see, those people who put him on the cross, nailed him to that cross, those people who shed the blood, who caused the blood of Jesus Christ to be shed. Now, Jesus shed the blood. It was him. He chose to do that for you and I. But for those people who actually put him on the cross, they beat him, and they put the crown of thorns on him. They put him there. And as these people did this, Jesus Christ still loved them. He loved those people. He says, "And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." I remember reading how that the centurion who stood by the cross after Jesus, he saw him on the cross after Jesus had been crucified, and it says there that there were others who were standing with him. That centurion said, "Surely this was the Son of God. Surely this is God," he's saying. And I believe those some of those same people who had crucified the Lord, that they got saved because they recognized Jesus Christ as God, as the Savior. I don't understand all of that, but I know the Bible teaches that, and I believe it. I believe by faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was sent by God to do a job, and that job was to seek and to save those who were lost. And I pray that you're saved today. I pray that you've trusted him as Savior. And I pray that you, as a saved person, are loving people to the Lord, that you are loving your brothers and sisters, helping them to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, encouraging others to get into your word, into God's word. And it's your word too, because you have the word, and you need to be sharing that word. Help people get into the word of God so that saved people can grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, and so that unsaved people can see their need of a Savior. He's so good to us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time we've had together. May you bless your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer. Amen.